anyone who is derivative, like I'm derivative.
This is the Derivative Roadshow, taking the podcast live to exciting and strange
Welcome
new
to
places.
The Derivative Roadshow. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli, podcaster slash podcast writer in Annandale, Virginia. So today's show is going to be a little bit different. It's a new thing I'm trying out. I do the Derivative podcast usually between 10 p.m. and midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning when I'm recording those things. And it's very hard to schedule that. But I do have a lot of downtime between 5 and 7 p.m. when I'm driving kids around to various activities. So I've been using that time to write jingles a little bit and catch up on errands. And I also thought, you know, maybe this is a time where I could do some recording. So that's what we're going to do right now. I've got my old original TK Jingles microphone. It is totally oxidized right now. It's completely brown. All the metal and the metal paint, whatever was on here, has turned a nice coppery color. It looks like maybe it's just covered in dirt. So hopefully the quality is okay and you can hear me. We'll find out when I finish this recording. I am sitting in a parking lot in an undisclosed location in Annandale, Virginia. And there's a coffee shop across the street. So I might do this if I do this again. If this proves successful, if you like this, send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, and let me know. Maybe I'll go set up over there. I think that will be really disquieting and bizarre to those around me to see a random man talking into a microphone at a coffee shop doing an unsolicited pop-up podcast. So maybe we'll do that sometime soon. But for now, I'm sitting in a dark parking lot by myself over by some woods and probably creeping out anybody that notices me over here with this computer screen shining. So anyway, today's topic for the first Derivative Roadshow is the t-shirts. I really wanted to do a podcast as soon as possible after hearing the jingle "Throw Them Into the Fire" being played on Tony's show last week. With many things in comedy and the jingles in general, I'm often struck by the different layers and different things people find funny about certain things. And sometimes when folks are laughing at a joke that I don't kind of understand why, I often think, you know, what do you find funny about this? What element, what aspect of this is providing humor to you? Because maybe I have a different reason that I find it funny or interesting or whatever. And so that really struck me with this particular song. So if you don't know, this idea for this particular song came to me from two different sources. So last June, when we were there for the Jingle Fest, they offered a t-shirt sale to the Jingle Festers. You could get a Chatter shirt for maybe $9 or something. It was discounted from the already incredibly cheap $12. But the fulfillment process was the waitress saying, oh, go pick something out from those boxes after you pay the money. And so I went over, I noticed, looking for the size medium that I wanted, there were two boxes just full of size smalls. And that really gave me a chuckle because from TK Jingles and the very first Jingle Fests, I tended to order 5 to 10 extras of every size, thinking that, oh, people will want these over the next few years and I want to be able to sell them. But when it came time for the TK Jingles conversion to Little Songs that I legally had to do to change that name, I was stuck with all these size smalls that I just couldn't sell. Nobody wanted them. And so when I saw all the Chatter shirts in size small, that really just evoked that feeling of, oh, you fools made the same mistake I did, thinking that people would want something of every size, when really all you got to do is just order a bunch of larges and extra larges, and basically that's all you're going to sell. There will be some mediums, there will be a few that are larger, 2XL is a pretty popular size, and then a few, you know, on the side. But there's really not going to be a big demand for sizes outside of that sweet spot. So if you're looking to have inventory, that's all you should carry. And so I wanted to write something about that. And then back in September, when they talked about finally deciding to sell the shirts online, which to me was kind of a self-evident, obvious thing that they should have been doing all along, capitalizing on that novelty of Chatter and that time in the show when people really wanted to honor that and pay tribute, even before it was closed, people wanted those shirts. I mean, Claire and others had mail operations going to help people get them. They would go buy them in person, and then, you know, they would send them to a little that asked for it on the Facebook group. You know, they went to a lot of trouble to help people out, and the show should have been doing that all along. They missed out on some good money there, and just you know, fan service. People really wanted that stuff aside from, you know, any profits they might want to make. That's a product that people really wanted. So when they were talking about the process, and it sounded very laborious and very difficult, Tori made the comment, you should just throw those into the fire. And that made me laugh because once again, going back to my own experience, that's what I did. When I couldn't get rid of my stuff, I reached a point when I had whatever it was, 30 shirts, 20 shirts, things that I couldn't sell. I threw them into a fire and made a big bonfire. So let's play that song now. And then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about t-shirts at the other side of this.
You got some shirts stacked in boxes on the floor. Where have I heard this before? And you want to sell them all. But that takes work. Seems like a real pain in the ass. And though most shirts would sell real fast, you'll be stuck with those size smalls. So just do what I did when I was required. Get gas and ignite it and throw them into the fire. Throw them into the fire. Throw them into the fire. It's too much to handle and not worth the hassle. So throw them into the fire.
All right. So I want to talk some more about t-shirts, but first I want to tell you about a new sponsor. So look, you have options in investing. And if you are an idiot, I suggest that you put all of your money in gold. So I'm not saying diversify your portfolio. That's for nerds. If it's good enough for the King of England, it's good enough for you. So this season, park your nest egg in gold. Remember, gold! They're not making any more of it. All right. So back to the t-shirts. There are a number of different outlets. If you want to comment about Tony's show and interact with your peers, there's the Reddit group. There's the cesspool, Bill the Heck's message board of darkness, where I often find great inspiration for jingles. Mike from Burke always has great posts on there. There are many other more mean-spirited takes on there as well. But oftentimes, everybody on there liked the show at one point, now basically hates it, and has all kinds of great sarcastic takes to go. So if you're looking to descend into the muck, it's a great place to go. If you want to feel bad about yourself because you write jingles and you want to have people trash you, it's also a great place to find that as well. So proceed with caution. But then aside from those two forums, there are what I think started as one, and now there's four or five of them, Facebook Littles groups. So there's the Tony Kornheiser's Loyal Littles. There's the, something called, I think, the TK Littles, the TK Littles Smart and Funny. There's all these different little spawned off groups. And many of them just post memes and odometer pics. Others have like book clubs and movie clubs going, and others talk about the show. Anyway, on the original one, talking about the t-shirt saga, there was a comment from an anonymous poster that said, in response to people just talking about getting their t-shirts, like, oh, I wonder when it's coming, not even complaining, somebody said, it's not like we have a right to the chatter shirts. Whenever they finish is fine. And in one respect, I agree with that. Whenever they finish is fine. But on the other hand, the right people have to them is that they paid $12 or whatever they were charging on the e-store for these shirts. So certainly when you pay money for something, you expect that you have a right to receive it at some point. So I wasn't sure if that was meant to be sarcastic or really just like Stockholm syndrome of like, hey, you know, whatever TK and Mike want to do, if it takes them a year, I don't care. They can just keep my money. I thought that was a really interesting take. Just wanted to comment on that. And otherwise, you know, I think the shirt saga is done. I'm really happy that they're now going to go with Rob to sell that. I've offered to help be like the DC fulfillment branch. I don't think they're going to take me up on that. But they do need somebody here, I think. If they brought those t-shirts with them to Clyde's, it seems like that would be a great way to get that to the people. And I hope the Clyde's thing keeps happening because it sounds like the audience was huge, number one, a little bit less, number two. And then, as Tony said, they were laughing at him for number three. Making it an event, I think, is a great idea. And I think that that really helped generate additional exposure. I think that they're relying on word of mouth through the podcast when maybe they should be using social media or a mailing group. I know that they had a long time before the show came back, there was like a mailing list you could sign up for. I've never received anything from that. I'm not sure they're actually activated that mailing list. That would be a great way to get the word out. But I know they also made the comment they're relying on littles to do that. So again, I implore you, I think I had a previous episode of this podcast was called Visit Mr. Tony. If you've never been to a taping, it's a lot of fun. It's at a really lousy time. Like I can't get there most of the time because 7 a.m. on a work day all the way up in, you know, Northwest DC, Bethesda, Chevy Chase, like that's a huge hassle to get up there. But if you're in that region, if you're in Maryland, if you're in Northwest DC, by all means, it's a great place to go. Clyde's is a wonderful restaurant. I don't know what their breakfast menu is like, but their brunch menu is great. So hopefully it's something like that. Anyway, so that's it for this week's Derivative Roadshow pod. I hope you enjoyed this. Send me your feedback on the Twitter at Jerry Negrelli or email me ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. Let me know if you like this format, this kind of impromptu nature of it. It's going to be, you know, I'm not going to be singing in a lot of these. It's just going to be me talking in my car. So I welcome your feedback if you happen to like that. It should be shorter, longer. What topics you'd like me to discuss. If you enjoy the show in general, I really would appreciate your support. If, you know, you want to support it through all the things I've talked about before on the Patreon or by getting some swag every now and then or something, it helps just keep the digital thing going here, paying for all the different stuff I have to do. And if you were attending the Jingle Fest, that event this past year is really what galvanized me back into doing Derivative and the podcasting. Is a very energizing thing for me. Getting everybody together to talk about all this stuff and see everybody and perform this stuff really keeps me going. And I'm really looking forward to 2020. I think that the Nashville thing, I don't know how it's going to turn out yet, but I know it's going to be fun. Whatever happens, I mean, we did it at Kilroy's where the projector, you couldn't even read what the lyrics were saying. And that turned out okay. We did 3 hours of jingles then. So it's going to be something like that, I'm sure. We'll work through it. We've got a karaoke DJ helping us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do some live music in there as well. We have the venue, Doghouse Saloon near Vanderbilt. We do not have a hotel yet. If you have any contacts in the Nashville area, if you want to help just do some cold calling of hotels for me, please let me know. The rates I've gotten so far per night are like 180 or something like that. Not very attractive group discount rates. That's basically what you get on Orbitz or Expedia or one of those things. So if you can find something that's cheaper than that and they can reserve 20 rooms for us or something like that, please let me know. That would really help me out a lot. That's the last real domino to fall here for the final planning. And then as of now, Tori and her group are still planning to bring their Chatter and Books podcast out there. So we'll figure out where they're going to set up. If you like this podcast and you'd like to attend a roadshow taping of Derivative, let me know about that also as well, because I could just, you know, go to Kilroy's during this time or head on over to the coffee shop across the street here and we can do it for an audience. And literally any Monday between, say, 5 and 6 p.m. or in the Annandale, or any, I think, what is it, Tuesday between 5, no, not Tuesday, Thursday between 5 and 7 p.m. in the Burke area, I can show up and we'll do this live. So thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with a more traditional Derivative and then try to mix in stuff like this, these micropods every now and then. Thanks for listening.
Standing on the shoulders of giants leaves me cold. Leaves me cold.
Activated yet. You got to activate your glutes.
I've suggested a small fire is a good answer to this problem.
The Chatter t-shirts have been canceled.